I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast. Today, we are here with repeat guest Fabienne Anique. Can we tell everyone how we spell her name? Because when we read, when we read the bio,
right?
It's very
because
yeah,
we don't
spelling.
Do the spelling. It's Fabienne is F A B I E N N E, and Anique is A N N I C K. So just remember to double the N's.
Yeah, double the N's. Ooh, I like that. Good job, Chip.
Fabienne Anique.
So this is her, I believe, fourth time on our show. So she did two episodes originally, just herself, all about sexual mastery for penis owners, and she knows her stuff. And then the last time she was with her wonderful partner Jeff, Most Jeff.
And we invited ourselves to their wedding.
Yeah, we did. We're like, we'll be at your wedding. Talking about their relationship and their beautiful relationship story and how to keep the juicy love flowing. And this one is just with Fabienne, once again, about sex and dating, but it's like the 2.0 version.
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything that she shares. Like,
she has such a presence about her, and she's so calming, and she's a dear friend of both of ours. That's why we invited ourselves to her wedding. She was probably going to invite us anyway. I swear.
We might invite ourselves to all guest weddings, but we actually are friends with her. So
yes, we are. So we adore her. And this episode was great. We recorded it quite a while ago, and I was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I forgot that was so long ago.
I mean, she talks about how having a self-pleasure practice is important for dating, just so you know. So like baiting for dating. But anyways, stay tuned to learn more about that. Who doesn't want more of that? Okay, everyone, just a quick announcement before we do a sex question. We have a live Zoom Q&A with yours truly, April and Amy from Shameless Sex, coming up on Tuesday, August 22nd. This is at 1 p.m. So it's about 45 minutes, 1 to 1:45
so
p.m.
So you'll be Q and I'll be A?
I'll be Q and you'll be A.
Okay.
Or I can be A and you're A. Yeah,
or double A's.
Maybe it's just all A's.
Yeah, because they're going to ask the Q's.
Yeah,
so we'll be the A's.
Ooh, that was good. So anyways.
Supportive today. Thank you.
I'm trying my best. No, it's easy. I love you so much. So again, Tuesday, August 22nd. This is at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And this is a free event, but all you need to do is donate to the Embrace organization, which we are very passionate about. They help people who want to receive surrogate partner therapy. They train people on surrogate partner therapy. What do they get when they donate, Chip?
They get a bunch of different offerings, and we don't have them laid out here, but you get discount codes. You can get 25% off Hot Octopus products and
20% off Pure Pleasure.
20% off Pure Pleasure, which is an extra 5%. Even for donating $5, $10, $20.
You get free workshops, upwards. All kinds of things.
Yes.
And if you do that in the next week or so, you get access to this Q&A. Now, everyone, we can't answer all the questions because if there's 100 of you, just so you know, so it's not guaranteed we'll answer your question, but we will be live with you to do what we can in those 45 minutes. So just go and donate. It's at embracespt.org/gifts.
It's SPT.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that when you're on the phone, and you're trying to spell your name, and I'm like, A is an apple, P is in penis. I'm like, and I'm like, SPT, S is in. I always do weird ones and I make the people laugh if I'm on the call with like a banker or something. I'm like, and I try to say really.
You
really
do like A as an asshole? And
no, I haven't done that yet. And I'm like, S is in. Slang and stuff, and they're like, okay.
So S is in sex, P is in prostate, T is for testicles.
Nice. Good work. embracespt.org/gifts.
Yes, go there. And so when you donate, you will receive access to the Zoom, so you'll get the Zoom link. If you do it via Venmo, just so you know, check the comments. I believe that's where Embrace is going to be sending you the access.
Nice. And that is for a really good cause, y'all. Check out their website, and you are supporting something that we believe in and we love.
Even if you can't make it, go donate. Go do it now.
Were we originally going to always do a Zoom Q&A? For some reason, that was like Instagram
That's
live.
Next week is Instagram live. Oh, but next week from today, which is actually, so we're recording in the past for the future. So if you didn't see the Instagram live, that already happened this is on the air.
So I am right. I was like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be an Instagram live.
Well, although if this airs early Tuesday morning on the 15th, you might have time to get to the Instagram live. I believe is also at 1 o'clock on our Instagram at Shame Sex Podcast. So anyways, I know there's so many moving parts.
There are.
Right.
I'm clearly the skipper. You're the captain. I'm like, just steer the ship, Amy. I'll skipper it up. And
depends what we're doing.
Try to. Yes,
I'm often the skipper.
Well, yeah.
I like to skip mop it. The poop
you like
deck.
To skip. I like to mop the poop deck. Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. Probably. All right. Get in the galley and cook us some food.
That's your job. Okay. I clean, you cook. All right. So are you ready for the sex question?
Yes, I am. I did not read it. It's going to be a surprise.
All right. I love your show and have listened to 90% of the episodes. By the way, I think they said that they binge listen.
That's
love that.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 59-year-old vulva owner in a committed relationship, and we both enjoy sex, but the problem is I can't have an orgasm and never have with a partner. Wow. Even solo play can take over 30 minutes with toys and visual stimulation. I still enjoy sex, but want to enjoy it more, and I know it would please my partner if I could orgasm. Nothing seems to work. Supplements, toys, topical enhancement, you name it. I try to focus on what's going on during sex and get out of my head, and I don't know what else to do. Aww,
and they didn't
question.
They end it with thank you broken?
Yeah,
and
a sign
they said
broken. I
which
know
sucks.
You're so not broken.
And
oh my goodness,
just give up now. That would never be our advice, because that would never ever happen. And I'm being very, very sarcastic, because there's hope for everyone, even if it takes you a long time. Can I just I love how they said visual stimulation.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like fantasy?
Or porn. Yeah. Or that's what I was thinking. I was
Or visualizing your genitals as they're being touched, or like getting engorged. I mean, those are all. Yeah. So I love that. So this person at 59 years old, and I mean, 59 is the new, in my opinion, 39. So you're already on the path. You're so not broken, because you're looking for ways to work on this. Like, you have endless possibilities and limitless. Yeah, sky's the limit.
Question that came up as you were reading this was, I wonder if this is linked to hormonal shifts. And that's something that.
But they said never, though.
So, okay.
With partners.
And also it takes, well, in their opinion, a long time, over 30 minutes with toys and visual stimulation.
My
with solo
take is
play.
This is how it's kind of been
always
for
been?
A long
okay.
time.
Okay.
And so they're in this place where they've listened to so many of our episodes. They know the tools. They're not working. They bought sex toys. They've tried the visualization, topical enhancement, which we don't even talk about in the show. And it's not working. And they've never been able to orgasm with any partner. And they didn't say it's always been for solo sex that it's taken 30 minutes plus. And that's my guess, is that's kind of the standard of what this person's used to.
The thing is, I feel like a little bit more context to this human's life, whether they've had a hysterectomy in their 30s, like my mother, who always said, my sex drive.
Have you been on birth control forever?
Have you been
forever?
On birth control? Yeah. Did you have children? And then maybe there could be some sort of trauma.
SSRIs,
any medication? Because obviously supplements, granted, that can be just ambiguous with what you're getting, and completely, you never know what you're getting in supplements, and that there's no standard of quality with what you're getting. If you go to the dick pill section in the sex shop, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. And then toys, not all toys are treated equally for every human. And then topical enhancement, what do you think that means?
I'm thinking that there's like creams and things that you can put on. They're supposed to like tingling
for
or
blood
things.
Flow?
Yeah. Or okay. Yeah. Things that can increase blood flow. But I think a lot of those are just addressing the physical body and not this like emotional, mental part of you. That's probably the main factor here. Mm-hmm. It's probably not your nerve endings and anything wrong with your body, and it's nothing wrong with you at all in general. It's just that there's seems like a huge block. And if you've lived so many years, even so many years could be 3 years for someone in this, I don't have desire, which isn't your case, but I can't orgasm during sex. That is your story. And you get stuck in it. I mean, we talked about this in our book. Hence why, this is why I want to, one thing I want to bring in here is we created this online class, this free workshop that you get if you pre-order our book, that is all about giving and receiving nights or days or experiences. And when I read this question, that's what came up for me, because it sounds like you have a willing partner. This person also did say, I still enjoy sex, but I want to enjoy it more. And I know it'd please my partner if I could orgasm. And I think that there's many pieces, many layers of that one. So
also many ways to orgasm that aren't necessarily through stimulating a vagina with a penis or with a dildo, like, or bringing your fingers.
It could be fingers, sex toys, and all these other things.
Right. You could learn how to orgasm. And but my guess
from
is
a lot if of they've if this avenues. Person's listened to 90% of our episodes, they've tried all of these things, because we talk about this all the time. And so what came to mind for me was, you have this block and goal and this story that I can't orgasm during sex. And you also want to for yourself and for your partner. And that's a lot of fucking pressure.
Yeah.
And so to release the pressure valve, take time to create a new story, which is, you know, I might be able to, or maybe I will, instead of, or then eventually, hopefully I do, or I can. But right now it's this old story, and that's a strong neural pathway in your brain that you're stuck in. And so the giving and receiving experiences that we talk about, and then we did this whole video for, it's like a 30 or 40 minute video showing how to do this giving and receiving experience with a partner, can really inform you on your own body, especially if you're the receiver and someone's giving to you. There's no pressure for you to do anything, because you don't have to, one, give back or take care of the other person. It's not about orgasm. It's just about discovery and learning and like relaxing into pleasure, and then your partner learning what works for you. And that can be so insightful for people if they felt the pressure and like this block or this wall, and how to break through. And even the most subtle experience of like, okay, maybe I didn't have an orgasm, but I discovered that I really like the left-hand quadrant of my clitoris being touched. And I had no idea what that is. That's a stepping stone to the next thing. And then the next thing, and the next thing, and then the next thing could be orgasm.
Yeah. I also, that's a great way to, I think, hopefully shift this person's thought process during sex with themselves or with a partner. And our book's going to be a great tool, which go to our website and you can pre-order it. And also, you know, one thing that came up for me as well is, yes, the pressure of having to orgasm in general when you're in a sexual experience, whether it's with yourself and you're using a toy, and obviously they're knowing how many minutes it takes. What if your partner was just with you, because you said you want to be able to orgasm with your partner, and was like, as long as it takes, and we'll take breaks, it can be hours, let's discover what at least you find pleasure in. Even if it's not orgasm, you can still find pleasure in, which is sort of piggybacking what you were.
So your goal is not orgasm in that. It's however long pleasure takes.
It's secondary. Yeah. Orgasm is the bonus, because if it feels good until if a touch a certain way that you're being stroked, whether it's on your genitals or your body, if that feels good, that's pleasure, and that it's enjoyable, and then you can switch to other avenues and incorporate other like touch or kissing or sensory devices, whether it's like a flogger or a feather, right? There's a lot of different ways
strokes
to go.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think if your partner is also wanting to go down this journey with you, then having an open mind to time is going to be a vortex of something that isn't important, right? We're going to be here with each other. You tell me when you're ready to take a break. I'll tell you when I'm ready to take a break. And let's do this together, maybe every week or every other week.
And this is why the giving and receiving thing would be helpful, because if it's just about you receiving, then you would give to your partner in an experience, and you might learn so much too in that. And they might learn about their own body, but it can take that whole thing off of like, I need to do something for you. This needs to be mutual. Like, you can really drop in yourself and see your blocks and the progress a little, like, the breadcrumbs as to where you can go. And last thing that came to mind for me was OMGS, which if you've listened to 90% of our episodes.
I totally thought about that too.
Because it's so insightful. And so you're saying this person that wrote in, even solo play can take over 30 minutes with toys and visual stimulation. Maybe you haven't figured out the way that you want to be touched, where on your genitals, the pace, the speed, you know, and OMGS is so insightful because it shows all these different techniques and like things that I never even thought of. And it changed my life and so many people that April and I know. And so it could give you insight, and you could practice this on your own in your own solo play without focusing on orgasm, though, like April was saying, it's but pleasure and noticing the little breadcrumbs, or maybe you get an orgasm, and then you can incorporate into partner play, or maybe you and your partner can watch it together and try all these different things. Again, not focusing on orgasm, just more pleasure, what can come up. We have a lovely arrangement with OMGS where our listeners get 10% off. I believe you go to omgs.com/shameless or shameless sex.
I believe it's just shameless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me double check it, because I always read shameless. Yeah.
While you're
right.
Double checking too, another thing you could try, because if visual stimulation isn't working, what about audio stimulation? Ooh. Because we Dipsy is incredible, and they have been, you know, a sponsor of ours because we believe in them, and they offer just incredible erotic stories.
I mean,
and
I listen to it like a couple times a week. It gets me so turned on.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of the stories today, the new ones that they added. There's this hot tech or Montana rancher cowboy, and there's that could be another avenue to shut things out visually, because sometimes distraction can be in visual stimulation, and go into the audio part of stimulation. That's why ASMR is such a thing. People love just closing their eyes and listening instead of having to look around and be distracted. Mm. So I feel like those are some good starting points.
It's a lot of information there. So go check out these various things that we discussed. So you said Dipsy, OMGS. Well, we have our book coming out. And then if you buy the book, you get the free workshop coming up soon.
So you're getting a free workshop that's going to be worth over $200 after the book is...
Oh, yeah. We'll be selling that later.
We'll be selling the workshop. So you're getting a $200 value for
the price
of the book, which is like $28.95 hardcover. And it's a beautiful cover.
And there's my thirst trap in there because we're wearing lingerie in the video, just saying.
Right. And we're not...
That was my idea.
Yes. Amy's like, we have to. I was like, okay, fine.
Evil Amy.
So okay. That was a great question. Very thought provoking for both of us. Mm-hmm. So thank you to the listener. And you are not broken. Remember that.
Definitely not.
Yeah. That bummed me out when I saw the sign off there. So
like, no, certainly not.
All right. You ready for Fabienne's bio?
Yeah.
Fabienne is a sex and intimacy coach who specializes in helping men and other penis owners develop sexual mastery, offering them the perspective and insight of a well-studied woman with a pussy. She guides people to use their sexual energy with integrity and intention to get more in touch and in love with their authentic selves and sexual expression. Find out more about Fabienne's work at FabienneAnique.com. Remember, that's two N's in Fabienne and two N's in Anique. Mm-hmm. And be sure to use coupon code SHAMELESS to get $100 off Fabienne's sexual self-mastery. That's only until September 10th, 2020. Everybody, go get it.
All right, everyone, it is interview time. And this is with dear friend and repeat guest. So this is Fabienne Anique's fourth time on our show. I think we're the first two times were was just Fabienne and us. We're all spending some time together. And then the last episode with Fabienne's partner was on the show too. And we're talking more about like a lot of them are like mastery. It's like relationship mastery and cock mastery and, you know, sexual empowerment mastery. So now I think we're talking about like sex and dating mastery. So this is for like single folks, maybe non-monogamous folks, maybe you're partnered, but you will might become single someday. Basically, it's for everyone. And I'm sure there's some things here that actually apply to just being partnered, because I have heard the saying that I agree with is like always continue to date your partner. And so we'll see.
Like you've been with them for the first week or two or month, right?
Yeah. Like continue. Maybe like I know all about them. It's probably maybe this might be some of the tips she has. So
Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, so Fabienne, we love you so much. And even though our listeners may have heard you on past episodes, which y'all should check out, they're awesome. And a little bit in the bio, can you still continue to please tell us how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Yeah, absolutely. I had my own journey around sexuality and healing, and I was fascinated by sex in general, as I think so many of us were. I was like, wait, this seems to have some weight to it. Even as a pretty young child, I was like, there's this thing that we don't really talk about, but everyone seems to be thinking about, and there seems to be a lot of like pain around. And so from a pretty early age, I was really fascinated by it and also really wanted to talk about it a lot. And I also had a lot of male best friends growing up, and I had four brothers. And when I started working around sexuality, it was all with women. And then like little by little, it started to get clearer and clearer that I really wanted to be working with men. I love also working with women, but working with men is like my greatest joy and feels like deepest purpose. And I see it as such an access point to the rest of our lives. It's like this beautiful mirror for the rest of everything that we do. It's that like how you show up in the bedroom is how you show up to life and vice versa. And so it's just been this continuous area that I've leaned into as a way to discover myself and as a way to continue to come into more and more integrity in my life and explore different aspects of myself. And it feels like this beautiful, juicy, exciting, embodied way to delve into life.
We will continue to move on to like this topic, but I just want to say one thing. And I think I said in the last episode we did with you and your partner that I was in a random place in Berkeley shopping. Someone came up to me.
The grocery shopping?
No, it was like
shopping.
It was the sports basement.
Okay.
Okay. They got
I'm like, you never shop. Like, and, I'm not surprised. Not,
I was okay, there sorry, for like track, the but... outdoor. No, I'm not, whatever. It doesn't matter what I was buying. Okay. So I was in the sports basement and this guy heard my voice, this man. And there's something that came about. And now I might be like, the story might be a little confusing because it's like, it was a while ago, but essentially what happened was he figured out I was Amy from Shameless Sex. He said he, you know, listens to her, loves her podcast, and that he loved your episode. And there's three of them, so I don't know which one, but it was one of the first two or episodes then maybe. And then he did sign up to work with you and it changed his life. So I just want to say that, and we'll tell you how you can actually work with Fabian. But I was like, that's so cool. Like,
amazing.
I was like feeling this praise for like, one, it's nice to feel like we're doing great things. So I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Fabian's amazing. So anyways,
we'll
continue on.
I definitely like when people connect through to me through y'all. I just feel like I always love those humans. They just have
the
like
best.
When they're drawn to you, yeah. I'm like, they've got to be pretty dope humans.
So. We have some really amazing listener humans out there. So yeah,
we love you. Y'all's
best.
Yeah. I think really I connected with you on such a deep level before you were ever even on the podcast. It was back, I think it was in like 2020, and we were all at a retreat and it was amazing and healing and beautiful.
2021.
2021?
Pandemic.
Oh, 2021. Yeah. Yeah, there was that pandemic.
Okay. Anyways, doesn't
it was
matter.
January 2021.
Yes. Yep.
February.
Yeah.
February.
No, it was Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we spent Valentine's Day with Fabian in Costa Rica. Sorry.
And it was like a week, and you just have the most grounding, beautiful energy. And we've hung out outside of that many other times, and every time you're just inspiring, and I love having you back on the show. So with that, this kind of topic, I'm really intrigued by what you're going to share, because this is something totally different than we've done before, but I know you're going to have some, as you said, well, you say juicy, and I'm like, yes, when Fabian says juicy, I know it's going to be juicy. So let's talk about this. How does having a self-pleasure practice, which we love to call baiting, masturbating, get it? Okay. How does this practice benefit people's dating lives?
And we also understand we're talking more about penis owning folks, right? Mm-hmm. So yes. So I guess
both. I think it could benefit.
Probably affects it. Yeah. Probably helps everyone.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. And a lot of my work is based around working with men. I do have some offering some courses for women, but I focus on working with men. And that being said, so many of the tools, so many of the practices, so many of the concepts are completely relatable for everybody. And something I love that you just said around to continue to date your partner, I see it as like when you're dating somebody who's new to your life, treat them as you would almost like you're practicing for your partnership, even if they're not your partner. So treating whoever you're dating with the same level of honesty and respect and all of that, that you would treat your partner, and then treating your partner like you just started dating them with that level of like showing up in your fullness and being present with them and that level of respect as well. And so, I love what you just mentioned around all of that.
I already have just one question with what you just said, which I really love. And I know April just asked a question, but so, cause I've actually heard this before and I think I've experienced it too, where I'm just dating someone that, you know, date two or three. And so I'm treating them, not necessarily that I think I worry have a future, but I'm treating them with that level of like respect, connection, adoration.
Yeah.
And it can confuse people because they're like, like we have future together, or like they, you know. And so do you have anything to say about that? Because I still agree with it. Like, I'm not going to stop doing that.
Right.
I think the added piece would be, this is how I show up no matter who I'm with, your first date, third date, or long-term partner. Like, what do you think about that?
That's such a great question. What immediately comes up for me around that is we can treat that person with the same level of respect, that same level of honesty, that same level of reverence, and still keep certain boundaries that feel appropriate to where we're at in the relationship. Like, we can still come with that inner sense of respect and adoration and everything, and still create boundaries around, like, this is what feels appropriate based on our level of closeness, or this is where I'm able to shower. This is how much I'm able to shower you with without giving sort of signals that I'm not actually clear about in myself yet. And so there's a way to sort of like embody it while still keeping those boundaries.
Yeah. I love that. It's like
I have a question about that.
Okay, about my question.
Yeah. Well, not like, or just, I want feedback because I don't understand. You're saying that people are surprised, or Amy, you were saying that people are like surprised. Well, let me finish the question.
Yeah.
They're surprised at how, like, if you treat them with a certain level of adoration or you're dropping into them so much, then they want to like be with you for long term. Like, I don't understand.
It can give off the signals, and I've experienced this, and I know penis owners who've experienced this too, where they, that penis owner, and this is not in our own interaction, this penis owner, him, he was having interactions with women where he would show up really big with all of those pieces of, and so I don't know, maybe the honesty is missing in that one, but, you know, adoration and like, you know, worshiping in,
like,
this
authentically
way.
As well.
Authentic, because he felt it there. It was just like, oh my God, I just want to like treat you like a fucking goddess that you are. But in his mind, it's like, but this is not something that I'm doing. Just, I don't only do this because I think that we have a future. I do this no matter who I'm being intimate with. And I've experienced that too with people where I can show up really like full-heartedly, like a similar version of that. But it's what I am not actually saying, just so you know, I do this with everyone. And like, but I have had people be confused by it.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing Fabienne say is that, like, yes, that level of boundaries of what you can share and how to do that. And yeah. And I think also, yeah, I could probably lovingly just be like, so like this probably feels really good.
Because there's might be energetic, like, which I think you might want to say something to, because we're going to talk about energy and leaky energy because that confuses me, because I'm always authentic no matter what, but I'm not like, I want to marry you and have babies.
I'm not saying
like
that. No.
like the longevity is never there for me. I'm always like, this is a short game day by day. So, okay. Yeah. So,
yeah. And I think something also that, cause I can very much relate to this, and I've also spoken to other men who I've worked with who experienced something similar. And I think something that can happen is when we are in full expression of something, when we are in full expression of our love or our adoration or our respect, if that person hasn't necessarily received that level of adoration or that level of worship or that level of honesty, then sometimes they can be like, oh, you're my person, because I've never experienced that level before. Wow. And that, in a way, it's our responsibility to be clear about how we're feeling. And also, people might take it and people might get attached and people might take it in a certain way. And that's where the communication piece comes in around, like, this is my expression. And there is like a responsibility there also of being in proper communication. But it also makes sense that sometimes people would be like, you're treating me in this incredible way. This must mean ABC, and just getting clear on that with each other. And yeah. And it might
expectations
hurt.
Expectations are a hell of a drug, man.
For real.
Let me tell you,
like,
let's lay off the expectations, everyone. Just tap out. So I have to put you into rehab. So let's bring it back to baiting though a little bit, because you scratch the surface, but what about baiting? Does it benefit people's dating?
Yeah. So I think that having a self-pleasure practice is something that is so helpful, so important when you're developing when you're within the dating world, when you're in the experience of trying to find somebody, going on multiple dates with different people, and particularly when you're like really in the desire for a partnership, developing a self-practice is a way to return to yourself and be in intimacy with yourself that impacts how you show up to dating in such profound ways. And one of the main points here of why this is important is, first and foremost, having a sexual practice that's like dialed and involves a lot of self-intimacy and self-knowing, it builds magnetism in such a powerful way. I've talked to so many men who have gone from feeling totally like people aren't interested in them, and then they develop some kind of sexual practice, some kind of sexual mastery practice. And all of a sudden they're like, I don't know what has shifted, right? I'm not like trying to do something differently, but people are just more drawn to me. And I hear this again and again, and it's this sort of like je ne sais quoi that they just have that it's hard to even put your finger on. And so developing a self-pleasure practice where you're cultivating your energy and you're circulating it through your body and you're working with it impacts things on such a deep level.
All I'm going to say is I would agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense to me.
You can really feel when someone has a self-pleasure practice. Like you can feel, it's sort of like when you meet someone and you're like, you can kind of feel that they're a martial artist, where there's like a certain something that's just kind of like, there's an awareness there that's rare. And I also think so many, I'll say guys, but so many people are dating and putting the pressure of their gratification on the other person, right? I want to be with somebody so I can feel XYZ, so I can feel excited, motivated, appreciated, worthy, whatever it is. And when you give yourself these things and when you actually cultivate them internally, you become way more magnetic to the types of people who you actually want to be with. And if you're placing your sexual gratification on somebody else, you aren't going to be as magnetic to the people who are drawn to like the sexual expression that you hold. And then there won't be as much of that, like meeting the person who can really meet you. And then you'll be way more capable of meeting the person who you actually want to be with when you've like developed that within your system. And so this like, this almost unnameable magnetism can be so developed by cultivating that self-reliance, that self-respect, that self-ownership, and then being able to draw people in from there.
That's a self-love practice that everybody's like, if you don't love yourself, yeah, you can't love anyone else. No one else can love you. What is it? How does it go? Something like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time for a quick break so we can tell you about our carefully chosen sponsors.
Please stay tuned and buy their products because we only tell you about what we love and what we truly believe in, and it helps keep this podcast free to you.
Also, like for people, some people are like, that sounds exhausting. We're like, no, y'all, we're talking about like self-pleasure, like good feelings, and like, and we use the term baiting, and we say that it doesn't have to be just cock focused. Like there's so many different practices, which you've talked about in past episodes, of the ways that you can really get in tune with your body, your heart, and your genitals to like feel really connected to that. So I think the parts of like, oh God, that sounds so hard. Like, no, y'all, we're talking about fun things that feel nice.
Completely. Yeah. It's always like, yeah, your homework is to self-pleasure, is to masturbate and like enjoy it and have fun and get to know yourself better. And tying into that piece around magnetism as well. And this translates so beautifully into plugging energy leaks. And by energy leaks, this can be anywhere where you're noticing that you're losing energy. So for a lot of people, it's social media or, you know, being stressed at work or not setting boundaries. There are so many different areas. But one area where I see energy leaks happening a lot is when, particularly with men and women, when men are trying to get something from women, there's this like spreading of their energy. And so then it's this sort of like, they're not, if you're not fully there within yourself and you're trying to get something externally, again, that like gratification, pleasure, confidence, whatever it is, then your energy is like out of your body. And when your energy is out there, you don't feel like this solid, grounded presence that the person who you probably want to draw into you is going to be drawn to. And so cultivating this capacity to be with your body, to be with your sexual energy, to own like, this is my sexual energy, to be able to feel it internally and to be able to work with it and have control over it. It allows you to actually be fed by your own energy, if that makes sense. It's like, it's again, that je ne sais quoi, like you're just going to feel more energized and you're going to be more magnetic and you're going to have more of this presence that, again, it's like hard to even put your finger on what it is exactly, but it's so felt. It's so felt.
I also, like you said, the energy leaks, but like the things that came up for me was like, kind of like feeling, if I were on date one or two with someone that had like, they have an end goal, or they're looking for me to like fulfill something, or even day five, whatever. I feel like this level of like pressuring. I'd start to kind of question.
Do you look at them and you're like, have you been baiting? Because
that's what I'm going to do from now on.
You have like, not.
But are you just baiting like one off real quick? Yeah. Or are you like really
into your
body?
One, two, or yes.
But you talk about like the building, the magnetism thing. I think that, there's a trust thing that would come up for me. Like, If you have an end goal or you're looking for me to feed or nourish you in a certain way. And if I'm like, maybe not, or if that's constant, or maybe I'm not meeting it, like, then I'm like, wait, can I trust you to hold this? Like, do I have to hold this for you? Or it's like, that's not why I'm here. I get paid for a living to do that with people. So, but so does Bobby. Yeah. And also I don't find it attractive. I find it stressful.
Right. Well, and there's such a difference between somebody needing something from me and somebody desiring me. There's such a difference. And when you cultivate your own sexuality practice and you learn how to work with that energy and be with that energy and really, work with it internally so that it's not controlling you, then you'll still have that desire. But it can come from this, like, I'm good, I'm solid, and I want you, as opposed to like, I'm trying to get something from you. And that is, it's subtle, but it's noticed on such a deep core nervous system level by the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's also when you have that self-pleasure practice and when you're willing and able to own your energy and know what to do with your energy, you have so much more of like a say in what you say and do. I know I, back in the day, made some weird decisions because I didn't know what to do with my sexual energy. And when
guilty
we
over here,
right, for sure. Like when we feel turn on and we don't know what to do with it, then sometimes we just do things. We go for people who aren't actually an energetic alignment with us, who aren't actually a good match for us, who were interested in through a lens of uncontrollable horniness. And when we really harness our capacity to like expand our capacity to be with the intensity of our sexual energy and to know how to move it through our body and to know how to control it and to know how to be in good relationship to it, it's like we make way better decisions and we have the motivation and the energy and the clarity to move towards the loverships that we actually, that are actually the right situation for us. And we draw those in naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So Amy, I know, has a question, just something that came up for me while you were speaking to this making sexual choices. I know we're speaking to other choices that we've made are outside of this podcast. Okay. There's plenty of other things you can listen to, but that when you're trying to fill your cup from someone else and you're not tuned in with yourself, and that has happened. I know when I was newly divorced and single and out there, and I felt almost this deep desire slash it was something that I felt like it was a must do bucket list sort of thing, where I was like, I want to fuck six dudes and in the next year, and I want one in every country that I visit. It was like this, and there was not,
I think she did it all
I
too.
Did yeah. that and it was completely it felt a little bit bottomless because I did have a self pleasure practice. But I do think there is something to say about that attention seeking piece, because I think I wanted to be desired. And even though I was comfortable with myself, so I don't know. I'm only bringing this up because you're a friend and I can tell you these things. And what do you think about that differentiation between attention seeking and then actually seeking something deeper, or maybe not? Maybe it is just more of a platonic fuck, if you will.
Ooh, nice platonic fuck.
which also, I will also say, within dating, like if you want to have sex with as many people as possible, then that's completely fine as well. Like if that's your goal, all good. But if you're wanting to meet somebody who's really in alignment with you and who feels like a really solid partner for you, and it's really important to look at, well, who would be the partner that would be a good match for that person who I want to be with, and how can I be that person? And if that,
right, can you say that again? Because I think that's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because so it's not like who would be a good partner for me. It's who would that person be for that partner, and am I that? And how can I be that person? And
exactly, learn how to be like that? Who's my dream partner, and who would I need to be the perfect partner for them? And that doesn't mean being somebody you're not, right? It's more so of like, how can I step into my integrity? How can I step into the best version of myself in order to be a good match for that person? And when we're trying to get our confidence from whoever we're, or our affirmations from having sex with people and placing our worth in there, what kind of people are we drawing in? Is it the person who's actually a great match for us? Is it actually the person who is drawn to me when I'm in my personal solidity, right? And so developing a self-pleasure practice can be this space for me to really lean into creating that, leaning into that version of myself so that I can attract the person who's like a super solid fit for me.
I would almost say mic drop, because I just feel that's like amazing. That probably landed for every human on the planet.
But
if podcast is not over, everyone.
That was the middle. That was the tangent. That was a perfect tangent.
That's like, I haven't heard anyone... I'm sure other people have said something like that, but I haven't heard anyone say not, because it's just like, well, write a list of 100 things you want in a partner, which I still think
remember
is smart.
Remember my 100 list that I showed you?
Yeah. You actually made it to 100 because I only had 50.
I wrote the title, 100 things I want. And then I showed Amy, I was like, you want to see the funniest thing? I have a list of 100 things and there's not one funny thing or another.
Yeah. And then you got a relationship.
That's a problem.
And I did 50 in that. And, anyways, that's a different thing. So instead you're saying this whole different approach of thinking about who you want to be. And I like that you said also the authentic part of it. Like, I need to be a multi-billionaire before I can be in that relationship, because that's what he or she or they would like. And so we're not talking about that. You're talking more about like heart connection alignment. So, okay.
Well, yeah. If I want that partner, do I need to be more honest? Do I need to be more connected to myself? And a big question I would recommend asking yourself is, how do I want to feel in relationship, right? Do I want to feel safe? Do I want to feel excited? Do I want to feel passionate? And how am I initiating those things within myself? How am I creating those things within myself? And a pleasure practice is like the perfect place to do that, to create safety, to create passion, to create stamina. Like what do I want to feel in that relationship? And how do I establish that in my own being so that I'm magnetizing the same, so that I'm a match for the person who can, quote unquote, give me that, right? So I'm actually, so we're meeting each other.
Yeah. And I'm trying
to meet cute. No, not a meet cute. You're just meeting.
That's cute. That is meet cute.
That's a meet cute. Good job.
All right. So since we're coming to more towards the partnered part, or like, you know, the so there's our practice within ourselves and our practice within ourselves with a partner, or so going outward a little bit. So you talk about something called the power of the thrust.
Yeah.
What kind of thrusting are we talking about? Is this something like with my genital thrusting? Because I'm pretty sure that's not what we're talking about. And also, what does this have to do with what you call the four things we should focus on in ourselves to become an incredible lover?
Yeah. I love this question. It literally is a genital thrust.
It is. Didn't see me thrust? I was thrusting.
I did not expect that answer, but I'm so excited about what you're going to say.
Yeah, completely. Well, and so one thing I'll say is within this development of a sexual practice and how that benefits your dating life, you're literally practicing to be an amazing lover. And what better time to practice than when you're dating? And you are having all of these experiences with yourself of being able to develop into being an incredible lover and being an amazing lover. It doesn't mean just having the moves, right? It means being present. It means knowing yourself deeply. It means being able to feel things more sensitively, being able to have attunement, having confidence, having the ability to lead, having the capacity to look at yourself when things are hard. And then also, you know, lasting long enough for you both to feel satisfied and being a leader in the bedroom. And so the power of the thrust, when I talk about this, I see the thrust as this perfect embodied practice where we can fully, I'm going to use the word embodied a few times here. You can fully embody a specific way of being. So bringing it back to that last piece around who do I need to be to meet the person I want to be with? What energy do I want to embody in my sexuality? Is it power? Is it dominance? Is it pure heart? Is it love? Is it magic? Is it passion? Is it a combination of all of these? Does it alternate? Does it switch? Am I totally fluid within it? And when the thrust is this motion that we have done over and over again, right? Every time we thrust into someone, the way that I see it, our patterns, our habits, our conditionings, our ideas around sex, everything is like held in the body. And so it's conveyed through our movements. That might be a little conceptual, but it's sort of like when we thrust, our entire sexuality is in a way behind that thrust. And so I love to sort of deconstruct the thrust and look at like how present and aware can you be of the thrust, and how can you allow your thrust to be an expression of who you want to show up as in the bedroom. And so I love the practice of, in a self-pleasure practice, thrusting, practicing, how can I let this thrust be an embodiment of this quality? How can I let the thrust also like be my entire spine? How can I let my love, my power, my dominance be expressed through my whole body, not just through this sort of like jackhammer movement?
Yeah,
how
like can I let just my body laying there and just rubbing the cock. Like you're
exactly.
Your whole body's invited in.
Exactly. And even just that, like try thrusting into your hand instead of moving your hand. Get your whole body online. And when you get your whole body online, it's like the way that you are making love to someone, the way that you're thrusting into somebody, it's all of a sudden like you are making love with your entire being. You are like showing up with the fullness of you and the fullness of that energy. If you're practicing this with a lover, you can also play the game of like, guess what I'm thrusting into you with? It's amazing how often whoever you're thrusting into can guess like that felt like tenderness, or that felt like dominance, or that felt like love, or that felt like power. And the other thing that this ties into is when you're more aware of your entire body, when it becomes less of a localized experience, right? So often it's just this sort of like quick localized, the pelvic floor is tensed up and like you're jacking off quickly. And when you allow the Baiton practice to be a full bodied experience, you can last longer. You will experience more pleasure. Your partner will feel so much more of you. You will have that experience of energy moving through your body, or sensation moving through your body. You will experience sex on such a different level when you allow it to be a full bodied experience. And the thrust is just like a great practice to, it's a great access point to that experience. And on the tip of spreading this energy through the whole body, you can also like massage the whole body, allow it to be all of who's here in sex, not just your cock, or not just like head is thinking and cock is acting. And it's like, how can it be all of you?
Mm-hmm. I keep thinking of a jingle that I want you to sing at some point called Trust Your Thrust.
And oh my goodness, it's coming.
It's coming because Fabienne has the most amazing singing voice.
Yes,
and she's an incredible musician. And I was just like, trust your thrust. Going with it. Like I could just feel, she sings way better. But I just had these jingles in my mind. I was like, that would be so great because you could, when you're tapping into the power of your thrust, you can be like, I have to trust my thrust. And so it's like, trust your thrust. I love that. Okay. So that's what came up for me. And I'm going to trust my fucking thrust, Fabienne.
Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors who just so happens to be our absolute favorite lube, Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious silicone lubricant and it enhances intimacy. It's there when you want it and it blends in when you're done with it. So you have control over that lube. It's long lasting and leaves the skin extra velvety. And honestly, y'all, I want it all over my body. Thousands of doctors in the U.S. are recommending Uberlube to their patients. It's body friendly, less likely to change the pH, and it has vitamin E, so it feels extra moisturizing.
There's a reason why we've been a fan of Uberlube for years. There's no flavor or scent. It's even great for oral sex, everyone. But it's not just great for sex. You can use it for massage, your hair. You can prevent chafing. It even brings out the colors of your beautiful tattoos. And the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it anywhere shamelessly for easy access. Just go to uberlube.com and use the discount code SHAMELESS10 to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com right now with code SHAMELESS10 for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. Join over 1 million people who are experiencing more pleasure with OMGS. They take scientific research of thousands of vulva owners, showing techniques to pleasure that pussy. They turn this research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Want to take your orgasms from good to out of this world? Then check out OMGS. Or if you're a vulva lover and want to up your pussy pleasuring skills, then you need to check out OMGS.
I've personally been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's completely changed their lives. They have three seasons: external pleasure, internal pleasure, and sex toys. It's not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. OMGS also makes a fabulous gift, and your purchase supports more pleasure research. So just go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power. The link is in the episode's description.
And just the practicing on your own, I think it's really powerful what you say. And then I'll bring this, like folks of all genitals, like we have our baiting, our ways of biting. Like, am I just trying to rub one out, just trying to get off? Or if I'm trying to discover my body, but I'm just touching my cock or my pussy, but it's just like that focus. And like, so, you know, if I'm having sex with someone, I won't make April the example. I do it all the time and she's getting sick of it. So say I'm having sex with my partner and they have a penis and, you know, if I'm just making it like all about my genitals, like one, I could be like the laying down pillow princess, you know, because I've been so used to just doing a thing where the rest of my body doesn't move.
I'm a good pillow princess.
Or yes, you are. Yeah. But like, I'm sure you probably move a little bit more. And other than you just laying there, are you like like one of the dead fish?
Oh, I'm not always a pillow princess, but I like the little bit of pillow princess.
So I'm not a pillow princess. I am worship the shit out of my body and my pussy and all the in-betweens, and I'll take all of it and I'll be thrusting my genitals into your face. But I think that's really powerful for incorporating, practicing. And another thing that came to mind was like inviting the inner animal, right? Like not just like, all right, yeah, so I'm going to do something and then I have my orgasm. Oh, instead like, what are all the things I'm feeling here?
So you already trust your thrust, Amy.
But I will always be learning. Like my thrust has been changing. Yeah, every day my thrust is a little different.
Yeah. No, it's such a window into our expression, and it's a place for us to really practice letting this thing that has become so localized and like so privatized to this one area, to the private parts. It's this like letting sex be so much more embodied and so much more of a full-on experience. And yes, you're going to feel more pleasure, but your partner is going to experience sex so differently when you really focus on how am I expressing myself completely through my thrust, through my fuck, through my lovemaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I kind of turned on right now. Just
like, I know. Well, easy to do. Yeah. Bobby, I know that it's happened to that portal of really being a good lover, and loving yourself starts first, as we've already learned. What about, I know that you've talked about four things to focus on or attune to.
I only talked about two.
We talked about two.
So that was within ourselves.
So within ourselves. But what about two?
Wait, I mean, two more for the selves, then four for the lover.
So two for, and then, okay. So two more for ourselves, and then we're going to go four for the lovers. Okay,
I've thought of a couple more already. Yeah. So I on one of our last episodes, I talked about the eight keys to sexual mastery, which you can also find that on my website. I have a whole video training around like, what are the eight keys? But I want to just to simplify in this moment, four things to focus on within yourself. So being aware of your whole body, right? And then I'll say as a second one, like specifically the thrust, what energy are you thrusting with? The embodiment of a quality. And then edging as a practice in and of itself, like practicing moving to the edge, getting close to orgasm or close to ejaculation, and then backing away, getting close, backing away. And this brings so much awareness to the body, so much control. It helps you practice being with more of that energy for longer periods of time. It's an incredible way to gain intimacy and control and awareness over your sexual energy. And so developing an edging practice with yourself is so powerful, to know exactly what an eight feels like versus an 8.5, and to be able to know yourself that well. And then you have way more control. And then you also will be able to potentially move into non-ejaculatory orgasms, full body orgasms. So edging is another big one to focus on. And then the last one I would say here, as like, there are, like I said, there are many ways you can take all of these, but another like core foundational piece is just breathe. Like if you just incorporate deep belly breaths into your self-pleasure practice and then into sex, everything shifts. You can last longer. You'll be more present. You can potentially experience harder erections. You can be way more in tune with your own body, with your lover's body. And with the breath, it also invites this softening and relaxation. And when you relax, it's not like this buildup of energy, again, localized in the pelvic floor that just then wants to explode. It's like it can move through your system. And then you're not like constantly trying to not come or totally focused on trying to achieve this level of like not quite going over the edge. And so that breath, these all weave into each other completely. Breath, edging, being aware of your whole body, being having the thrust, like move the energy through you. And so, yeah, there's this theme of allowing your whole body to be part of the experience. Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming those things weave into the attunement within a lovership.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And honestly, you can't feel your lover if you can't feel yourself. And so much of attuning to a lover means actually attuning to your own sensations. And this is something I hear from a lot of men, which is that they are so focused on their partner's pleasure that they're not actually really totally feeling their own, or they're not fully in their own experience, whether this is somebody who they've been with for a long time or somebody that they're freshly dating. And then there's a lot less control, because if you don't feel yourself, it's very hard to control where you're at. And so once you can feel yourself, then you can actually genuinely feel your lover, as opposed to thinking about how your lover might be interpreting it. So you actually become way more in tune with how are they actually feeling. And so a few things you can tune into, right? Once you've sensitized, how can I really feel myself? You can do body scans, you can, anything that you can do to continue to resensitize your body and be able to feel your emotions, your sensations more deeply. Then you can tune into your lover, and you can tune into your lover's breath, right? Your lover's temperature, the flush of their skin, noticing if your lover is flushed and hot and breathing deeply. And if they're not, then reading that and taking more time and moving more into firmer sensations or whatever, you know, gets them more juiced up. And again, if you don't know them very well yet, if you're in the beginning stages of dating, it's like this moment where you can read their body, and then you can act accordingly, and you can try different things out. Also looking at the look in their eye, right? Like the subtle cues. Is your lover leaning in? Is your lover kind of pulling back? And the more you feel yourself, the more you can feel those subtle cues. If your lover has a pussy, also, like, have you developed a relationship with her pussy? Do you know her pussy? Is her pussy ready? And then is her mind ready? Like getting in touch with all the different parts. And once again, you can only really feel these if you can feel yourself, if you're present with yourself. And developing your own self-practice gives you the time and space to really practice that presence. Mm-hmm. And then of course, asking questions as well, like getting to know, this is my lover's body movement. This is this beautiful vagina's way of communicating to me. And then also, how do I ask the right questions, and how do I get to know this lover's body? And so much of attunement is literally like ask.
Like, is that before, is during, this? Or after, or all the time?
All the above.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was like, it's all the things. Yeah. And also, yeah, in the dating world, you could like, because a lot of people doing the online thing, like You can ask questions before those things, like, you know, like what kind of things are you aware of now? And then that can be sexy talks or sexting, I guess, to learn things. And then there's the in-person version, and there's a during person, or not version, but version. And then the after, and then like the aftercare, and the next time could be completely different. And then in 50 years, it's still different. Keep talking.
Yeah, completely, completely. And there are ways to make it sexy. You know, you can even just say like, how is this as you're doing it? That doesn't necessarily mean this is the moment to have a full-on conversation about it, but you can ask how it is, read their body language, their eyes, and whatever they say. And yeah, there are ways to make it sexy before, during, and after.
Okay, good. That was four. That was four, right?
That was four.
Okay. Look at how we did it this time.
Good. Oh. I know.
Yeah. April's counting on her fingers here.
I was like, hold on, because
I'm glad she did.
Some of them are really vast. So I'm like,
completely.
Oh, right. So, and I want to make sure, because I'm a good student, Fabienne. Also, so
yes, you are.
What came up, I was thinking about this because when I think of dating, and this might just be me, people might be thinking that April's a total nutter, but I was wondering what you all think about this, since you two are the only humans here that I can ask. So dating doesn't necessarily mean you're hooking up with the person and being like sexual with them. Because when I think of dating, I think when I'm sexual with the person, I'm like, oh, I'm having sex with them, but I'm not dating them really. Or we don't go out on dates. I'm like, I'm just like, I'm hanging out, or I'm hooking up with them. I don't think I'm dating them.
Wait, let me ask a part of that question. So when you say we're not going on dates, so if they just come to your house.
And I'm like, I'm fucking them.
I have so many questions for you with this one. Is that
okay?
So say it's someone that is the first time is like, you go for a walk. Because I've just recently.
Went for a walk.
I recently
did
this.
And then we banged it out.
Yeah. You know, went for a walk, got to know each other. And I was like, I feel a connection here. I feel aligned. I feel very safe. Do you want to come into my house? And from there, we didn't have sex. So to use that, not a date then?
No, that would be dating.
Dating?
I'd be dating that person.
Well, but what if I didn't see them again? It was just that one time. Isn't it a date?
Well, then it was just, I don't know that. I don't count it.
So then I see them a second time and now they just come to my house. We still don't have penetrative sex. We're not like going on public.
Are we dating? No, then you're like hooking up.
Yeah. We're like grinding, making out, whatever.
Yeah. So this is what the thing is. I don't know. What do you consider dating? Because I think of this sometimes.
We have such different definitions.
I have to go. I don't know. I don't think I'm right. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't know. If I'm not like consistently wanting to like be with someone, I don't consider it dating.
But what if you wanted to have sex with them like twice a month?
Then I'd be like, I'm hooking up with them.
So, it's like friends of benefits.
What do you think, Fabienne? Do you think that there's a lot of gray areas and I should label these things?
It's so funny because I'm like, I don't know. And I like I have like a dating course. I like coach people on dating and I like, but I'm actually like, what is dating?
Remember those terms from the 50s? Right? Like, are you going
but
study?
It's self-defined though, because so the word hookup, right? I use the word hookup to involve even just kissing.
Okay. So the girl,
but some people need to be like bang, like
20-year-old that my stepdaughters that are in their 20s, one that is 19, they call it talking to.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
They're like, oh yeah, she's talking to that guy. I was like,
so that's when you make out.
That's when they're like hooking up.
But they're not fucking.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I should.
Oh my God.
I will make that. So talking to, like, oh yeah, they're talking to each other. I was like, oh, so they're like hanging out. And like, yeah, you know, they've been talking for a while. I was like, what?
Like on the phone, like an old landline.
they're like making out probably and like going out on dates and they say talking to.
So I think the word dating personally, and
it's ambiguous.
I think it can be loaded though, because for a lot of people, they'll think if I say dating, we're working towards a future and I either don't want that or maybe I do want that, but I don't want them to know that I want that.
That's what it is. It's working towards a future. That's how I think of it.
But the future. So if I were to say, I personally in this moment, cause I know when this is going to be aired. And so this is a time when I can say this because and I won't give all these details, but I have a loving partner where we're have been experimenting with 2 months of complete non-monogamy. And so in that, my title is, Amy has a partner and is exploring non-monogamy and is dating. When I go on a date with someone that might, and I'm not just going out to dinner with them, because that's like, who knows if I want to spend more than half an hour with them. Okay. With me, right? That's a big investment. But so that's a date. So it's like going for a walk, a coffee date, whether we touch bodies or not. And then if there's a second time, then, or third or fourth, then I might be dating them, but I still have no idea where it's going to go, because each time I learn more about, like, do I want to keep spending time with them? And they're learning that about me. That's just me. And the young ones now have something called about talking to.
Look, I wasn't trying to throw a wrench in that, but.
So, I mean, Fabienne can elaborate this, but my answer would be like, we define it ourselves, and like, and like stepping around, like if this is my definition, but someone else is like, did you just say that you and I are dating? I was like, right. Well, yeah, we've seen each other like 3 times in the last 3 weeks. I call that dating, but that does not mean I'm trying to marry you. And that, you know,
that's why I just say hanging out.
Right.
Or talking to. It's safer talking to, but that could mean something else with the kids.
And you do.
They're like, oh, you're talking to that guy? Yeah. Did you talk to him doggy style? Hey.
Yeah, it's not a like straight, clear thing of what it is. For me, it's like, it's almost like the process of like officially getting to know people as you move towards something that you want in relationships. So that doesn't mean you're moving towards anything specific, because you can be dating people, getting to know them over time, and like developing a relationship with them in a potentially romantic way, even if you don't want to marry them in the future, whatever it is. So it does feel sort of shapeable by whatever your idea of dating is.
Yeah. To be dating, to be hooking up.
I feel better about my version now.
To be hanging out.
Banging.
Doesn't have to mean
banging,
the
not
same
hanging.
Thing for everyone. Or they might all mean the same thing. Yet, like, we all don't know because we have different terms.
You
just like we have different languages.
You can be baiting for dating. You can be hanging for banging. Or you could be just...
Or hanging to not even bang.
Yes.
Or hanging.
You could be hanging to just hang and high five at the end.
Yeah.
Totally.
Noted.
Yes. Good luck to you in the future. Okay. So this brings us to the fact that... So Fabienne, you have a self-paced dating course. I believe it's an online experience.
Yeah.
And I'd love if you could tell us more about that. What does it entail? What can people expect? When is it available? I know it's self-paced. Maybe that means like you pick and choose, but like, tell us more about this and how people can work with you. This we'll and then we'll talk about your other offerings too, but this dating course in particular.
Yeah. So it's an online offering, and it is it's really based around people who are wanting to find a person or people who they want to be in relationship with. And so I guess
what
also...
does relationship mean? Just kidding.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding.
Right.
She's talking with you now.
But it is designed for that less of the like we're hanging out and fucking, and a little bit more of like that might be happening as well, but there's also this desire to move towards who is my partner. I want to build partnership. And so it's really around the whole course is based around, okay, how do I identify really what it is that I want, who I need to be to magnetize and attract that? What's been getting in the way? Because we all have these different weird little psychological things that get in our way, and where we think we want something and then everything in us is fighting against it. So what is it that I want? Who do I need to be? What's been getting in the way? And then how do I create that natural magnetism? And then also, like, what are good questions to ask? Like, what are the actual like nitty gritty details of dating, because it's awkward. Like, getting to know people is weird, especially after COVID, where we all like lost our social skills. So it's this journey through each of these different stages, and each piece of it is introducing concepts, introducing ideas, but then it's hugely based around practices. So here are individual practices for you to take yourself through that will actually help you embody each of these pieces and be able to show up to dating and relationships the way that you want. And also little like challenges and things that sort of move you along in that process. I'm such a believer in practice-based work, not just understanding intellectually, but also like getting ourselves into the practice of it.
I'm more than a believer. I'm like pretty sure that it's really important. So.
It's really important. And that includes having a self-pleasure practice that's a guided self-pleasure practice that I offer. And then if people are interested in like way deep diving into that, then I have my sexual self-mastery program. But within the dating, it's also existent within that.
And to be clear about this dating course, just very quickly, this is for men, male identified penis owning folks and of all ages, because I know that there's some people who are like, I'm like, you know, I'm 18 and I'm still learning how to date.
Or I'm 75.
I've been 75 and single forever, or like 70 and just becoming a single person after 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, it can help.
Yeah.
Fabienne.
It's totally for every age. And I've had guys who are 19. I've had guys who are 68. And it's really because it's not about like, it's not about here are pickup lines to go into a bar. And I do definitely have like a few pickup lines in there.
Of course.
Like, that's a good one. Like, but definitely they're like, try
they're
that
good
out.
Ones. Yours are going to be really good. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's so much more around pointing your attention back inwards so that you can create the inner landscape that actually attracts what it is that you want, whatever that is.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So of course, we've been on the show 4 times now. There are a bunch of other offerings that you help folks with all over that you have. Amy met someone randomly that recognized her voice and was a huge fan of Fabienne's work. We actually have you in our book for a bit as a reference because you're incredible and we trust all of the things that you're putting out there because you're just a phenomenal, wise teacher. So tell everyone out there more about your other offerings as well as how they can find you and work for you. And then also when you're going to, you're going to release the trust your thrust, jingle as well. Thank you.
And also your dating course.
Yeah. And the dating course.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So dating course is available. You can access it now. It's like I said, it's self-paced. And I always invite, you know, it's self-paced. And so it's not at this moment in time, it's not a live call. So there aren't, it's not a live course. So there aren't live calls. That being said, I love receiving emails from people who are taking it, saying like, hey, this is what came up for me. And, you know, sometimes it takes me a moment to get back to people, but I love receiving those. So if you do take it, feel free to reach out, send me an email, let me know something that really worked for you, something that you might be struggling with. I love to engage with people. There's also like comment sections. I like to engage with it even when it's not live. So that is available now. And then I have my 12-week sexual self-mastery course, which have been running for a few years. It's like my favorite thing to do in the world. I love it so much. It's a men's course on sexual self-mastery. It's 12 weeks of concepts, understanding different tools and techniques, and then having recorded practices to really embody all of it. And it's a way for men to really deeply practice and cultivate sexual energy and learn to be with it in their body. And as well, like emotions and the energetics of all of it. And it's very, all inclusive, and that is a live one. And so that one is also so beautiful because the men get to talk to each other on the live calls. And, that one will start again in September.
Of 2023, y'all.
2023.
This is Evergreen Podcast.
And then where can people find you on socials? Because you have excellent social media.
Your website, and too. Yes, well, so everyone knows, this will be in the show notes. So Fabienne might be confusing for you to spell.
Hard to spell.
Yeah, but it will be in our show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. So my website's fabiennenik.com, and that's FabienneAnnick. And my Instagram is the same, at Fabiennenik. That's
a lot of N's. Just double the N's. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
double
the N's. Sex with all the S's. Yeah. Like that many S's. Like, yeah.
And that's when she's going to come out with the trust your thrust.
April's exactly. Really pushing
on
for
its
this
way.
For you.
On its way. Yeah.
It's not trademarked. I don't know. I'm going to put in, an invitation
we have
to you, Fabienne.
Like a couple weeks to research it, but to be fine. And then we can trademark it in advance.
I think it's wonderful. So I just love you. Yeah, I love you so much, Fabienne.
I love talking with y'all. It is so fun. Yeah. I adore you both.
Yeah. Welcome back to, she just got back from a big trip to what you went to Africa. So
I was in West Africa.
Yeah, West Africa.
And just, spoiler alert, I heard she might start her own podcast.
Yeah.
And so when she does, she'll be back on our show again and again and again, even if she didn't have a podcast. So just some things to look out for in her work. Follow. Do you have a newsletter list? Can people sign up and like follow you and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, on my website, you can find that.
Okay, get on there, y'all.
And I've got all sorts of free gifts on my website too, different practices, different offerings. So yeah, please check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are a gift to us and to all of our listeners out there. Thank you, Fabienne. And I would love to say merci beaucoup to all of our listeners. That's just for Fabienne because she had some French background. I always get it wrong. I'm like, you're Quebecois. She's like, no, France. I'm French. And she says it much nicer. And I love each and every one of you. Je t'aime, right? Am I speaking well, Fabienne? Good. That's all I have for you all. I do want to encourage each and every one of you to rate us on iTunes. This is a free resource. Podcasts in general, but ours specifically, not all of them are free. Ours specifically is free for you because of our sponsors, which we would love, love, love for you to not skip the ads, but actually check out what we hand select. We hand select all of the products and services that we share with you on our show. And also giving us 5 stars helps more folks in the world find people like Fabienne who are going to help you not only improve your dating and sex life and show you the power of the thrust, but it also will just help you with life, having a more beautiful life on planet Earth, because it can be hard out there. So we love you. I love you so much. And that's all we have for you this week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for being part of the Shameless Sex Revolution. Check us out on YouTube if you haven't, because we are there in the flesh. You can see me taking off my shirt, but my boobs are not out. So don't worry. All right. My mom would be really upset if they were.
I'll do it for her.
Amy, though, on the other hand, she will. But YouTube might not like it.
I saw dildos with my mom, okay? So we cool.
My mom's like, April, my ass. All right, y'all. I love you. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.